is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The Keystone State, Pennsylvania, home of my birth and the birth of Selena Zito. At selenazito.com, reporting for the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, on the state of Pennsylvania. Why? Because we love it, and also because it will turn the election this way or that way. Now, what does Pennsylvania care about? Fishing. It's August, for heaven's sakes. Selena, a very good evening to you. You introduced us most recently in Westmoreland County to the laurelhilltroutfarm.com, and their challenge by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, PFBC. I read the first paragraph and I say, well, this will be a whopper. It certainly is. What is it that the laurelhilltroutfarm.com farm worried about, and what did they do about it? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So the trout farm, and there's 51 of them across the state, became deeply concerned when the commission put out a advisory that they were going to make regulatory changes to the trout farm system. And the changes were quite dramatic and would not only become a bureaucratic paperweight, just, you know, tons and tons of paperwork for these trout farmers, but also it would become a regulatory nightmare in that everything that they do would have to be inspected and archived by the commission. And not only would this cost them money, it would also cost them time, and it would have put an uncertain uncertainty on them, because within these rules it didn't really detail how the commission would be able to shut the farm down. But it became so bad that a lot of these trout farmers, who, by the way, puts the hundreds of thousands of trout in our streams every year, would have put them out of business. And trout farming in Pennsylvania is incredibly important to our economy, not just, and our ecology, and not just because of, you know, the beauty and the sort of layers of ecology that it puts into our entire system. It also, trout farming is a very big tourism. There is trout tourism in Pennsylvania.
Yes, let's give some details here, because it's great fun. You have it all assembled. There are 86,000 miles of streams and ponds in Pennsylvania. 86,000 miles. There are people too, but 86,000 miles. Now, every dollar spent on aquaculture, which is a fancy word for trout, brings in $14.20 to the area. So it's extremely good for Westmoreland County. But at the same time, the nation spends more than $7 million on eating the trout of Pennsylvania.
Right.
And $13.5 million on recreational, which means you catch and release, the kind of trout fishing that Selena knows best and taught her grandchildren. So there's a lot of money coming into the parts of Pennsylvania that are otherwise either rural or lightly populated. Is that all said correctly, Selena?
That is true. The trout farming, the trout fishing, trout farming supports not just the angler and his family that goes trout fishing. It supports the local inns and hotels and motels and restaurants and grocery stores and camping grounds and employees. I mean, it is a whole ecosystem of sort of great things for the state. We're in Pennsylvania. We are second only to Alaska in the amount of streams we have.
And enter Tim Schaefer of the PBOC, the worried about regulatory PFBC, worried about Harrisburg regulatory. 1,000 responses when they opened their proposals up to the public, and those 1,000 responses concentrated on the fact you were generous to say it was poorly worded. It was a threat. It was a threat environment. So yes. that if you stocked yeah. this or didn't fill out this paperwork, you were going to be shut down. But Tim Schaefer listened. And how did he respond?
Well, he did something really unusual for a bureaucrat. He actually put his pen and paper down, or his computer, or whatever you want to call it, and went out. And he talked and listened to the trout farmers, the private trout stream owners, and really took that input in consideration and went back and completely revised the new advisory. And last week or 2 weeks ago, everything was signed, sealed, and delivered, and there's no dramatic changes to how you trout farm in this state.
And I want to emphasize that I've dealt with the Connecticut farm aquaculture. This has to do with carp. And they're very astute, quite focused, and supportive if everything yeah. works according to plan. It takes a little while. There is paperwork. All these days it's online. But in any event, it's a successful regulatory body because they're looking to protect the fish right. and the people from exploitation. And from disease. All correct, Selena? We're not denying Harrisburg its role here.
Right, exactly, absolutely. And it was, in fairness, this whole entire new way of doing things that was proposed by Schaefer's predecessor, who was very out of touch with the people with the whole entire trout farming community. And so I think Schaefer, who is a trout angler himself, does it with his twin boys almost every weekend. He brought with him that connectivity that is often lost between government and the people it serves.
We move from Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, to Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, a.k.a. Pittsburgh. Because there's an election at hand, and it's county executive, and they're, I'm following Selena's careful reporting, selenazito.com is where to find her Pittsburgh Post-Gazette piece on this. Three moderate leaders, two Democrats and one Republican, over the last several thousand years, right? I mean, Allegheny County's been around longer than America. And these moderates have led the county into a healthy direction. There's now a new election. And Inamorato is one candidate, Sarah Inamorato, coming from the state legislature. And the other candidate is a successful executive, now retired. And the contest here is what is to be done for Allegheny County. I want to concentrate on that because Allegheny County has homelessness and a jobs deficit and crime. Did I get the challenge correct?
Yeah. Absolutely. The first three or last three, however you want to look at it, county executives in Allegheny County have been very pragmatic, very moderate, despite having both D's and R's after their names, county executives. And they've been very successful. Voters have deliberately put them in office because they're not ideological. This is the first time we in Allegheny County that they are facing a strident candidate in Sarah Inamorato. She spends a lot of her time protesting the very business leader she needs to sit down with to develop economic development in the county. And the county, where the city of Pittsburgh sits, is having a really rough time of it after years of robust growth. Homelessness, crime have plagued the city. It's nearly impossible to go into the city without experiencing or witnessing some sort of degradation of the area. And she's been very supportive of the, defund the police movement and, just a strident progressive. And she began her career as a member of the Democratic Socialist of Pittsburgh forum, and she has not really walked away from that approach to governing, which is more activism. Rocky is a
this is Joe Rocky, the Republican candidate who comes from the PNC Financial Services. Yes, he's retired.
Yeah. He's retired. I knew his family when we were in grade school and high school. This was a family that was living on the edge of poverty. And this guy rose up and made a very success of his life. He's a very well thought of executive. He's a moderate Republican. He does not like Donald Trump. He doesn't believe these cultural issues belong in this race. He believes this race is about managing and running a county. And, you know, what he's got going. So he has all the right things going for him on paper. The thing he doesn't have going for him is a D after his name. Allegheny County has become much more Democratic since Trump was first elected in 2016. A lot of the suburban Republican state House and state Senate, along with the congressional seats, have gone Democratic because of the Trump impact.
And the contest is soon enough, but we outline the issues at hand. Rocky, I mean, the compelling story is how he had to go to a neighbor's house to watch Super Bowl X so he could talk about it at church. It's a wonderful story. It's an origin story, yes. But at the same time, you present the troubles in Allegheny County and Pittsburgh are profound. Those are the same troubles we have in Los Angeles and San Francisco and in Portland and Seattle and in New York, the same problems. And what does Joe Rocky want to do about it?
Well, he thinks that these issues needed to be addressed, you know, firsthand and talked about and not ignored or handled in a tweet. You know, he believes in sitting down with all the parties concerned and working out solutions from the homelessness problem, which is out of control in the city of Pittsburgh, but also in the working class suburbs. But also talk about how do you attract businesses here? Well, if you don't, you cannot attract new businesses here or keep businesses here in Allegheny County if you don't address the crime and homelessness problem. So it's a vicious circle that the Allegheny County is in.
Selena Zito, selenazito.com. She reports at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. We're headed to Kansas, and an unhappy story, a puzzle about a famous freight company now in distress. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.